Pastor Becky just read a story about a man named Zechariah who had an angel appear to him. Now, when we see angels on television or in books, we see them with halos and we see them with big wings and white robes. But quite frankly, the angel who appeared to Zechariah probably looked pretty much like anybody else he might meet, which might have been why he was so scared. Well, we have a special guest this morning. We have as our guest the angel that appeared to Zechariah to tell you that story. Angel, would you come join us?
Now, I startled Zechariah when I appeared there in the temple next to him.
But I told him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for I come with good news. The Lord God has heard your prayers, and your wife Elizabeth will soon have a son. You are to name him John. Both you and she will be overjoyed at his birth, and many people will celebrate with you. Your son John will be a great man of the Lord. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from before his birth, and he will persuade many people to believe in God. He will grow up to be a man of rugged spirit and power like the prophet Elijah, and he will precede the coming of the Messiah, preparing the people for the arrival of their Lord by softening adults' hearts and making them like little children's. And so he will persuade people to believe in God." Poor Zechariah was so afraid when he heard this that he did not believe me. He told me that all of this was impossible. So I assured him that God had sent me with this good news and that everything I had said would come true at the proper time. But because he had not believed me, I told him that he was not allowed to speak again until his child was born.
Thank you, Angel. Well, that was pretty cool, wasn't it? Wow. You know, just about anybody could be an angel, because an angel is just somebody who is a messenger of God, who tells us about God's love for us. And so, guess what? Anybody out there could be an angel. Anybody sitting up here or up there could be an angel. Whoever tells you about the love of God and how God is at work in their lives in this world, there are angels, and they will probably not have wings and probably not be wearing white robes, and they probably won't have a halo, but that doesn't mean they're not an angel. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for sending angels to us all the time to speak to us of your love. Help us to become angels to others, to tell everyone, so that no one will be in any doubt that they are loved by you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming down.